This is Twit.
I got a Pixel 3 XL.
Whoa.
There it is. Let's see the notch. You can't even see the notch.
Well, yeah, that's because... that's because it's an iPhone. Hang on.
That has a notch too, go. By the way. There is the notch. That's not that big.
That's obnoxious. It's awful.
It's double the height. It brings the status bar almost to like double the height, and that's what people are going off about. And I get it. It's not ideal, but... You know, I don't think it's terrible.
$799 for a 64 gig version, $100 more for a double the memory, 128 gig storage version for the XL, and $100 less in each category for the smaller.
$799 or $899?
Was it $799? Oh, that's what it was. $799 for the Pixel 3, $899 for the XL.
$999 for the top.
Yeah, I end up spending $999 because I got double.
Yeah. I am not going to buy, you know, I've been a Pixel or a Google hardware person forever. That's too much money. And I would get the smaller version because, you know, tiny hands and pockets and all that nonsense. But
and there's no notch in the smaller version, right, Kevin?
Correct. It's just a small chin and forehead.
So chin and forehead?
That's what we call it. Like the old Pixel 2 XL.
Right, a top and bottom bezel.
There's a chin.
What the kids used to say.
And a forehead. No, it's a chin and a forehead.
Oh, that's new.
Which everybody wonders because the new XL has a chin, but no forehead.
Instead,
it's like my first girlfriend.
It has a lobotomy.
So, I'm sorry, Kathy. That was not a good thing to say. You had a little bit of a forehead. But she didn't have a notch. I'm pretty sure. So why?
Stacey, I'm doing it for you now.
Yeah.
Thank you. Did you see me just open my mouth in horror there? I'm like, oh, stop.
No, it's a joke.
Yeah, so I'm going to come in a year to Kevin and be like, yo, Kevin, give me a cheap phone or give me a good recommendation for, because with Android, what does Google call the now everyone gets Android at the same time kind of effort?
Android One.
I was going to say Android first.
Treble makes that possible. Yeah,
Treble.
Code name.
And Treble. So,
yeah, Stacey,
I still would get a Google phone. I don't trust anybody else with Android.
Why did you order? What impressed
you? I have a Note
9
in the other room and I don't trust Samsung with Android.
So you said before it was over, you ordered it. What impressed you?
Well, I think the camera, and I'm sure Kevin will have something to say about that, but it's, and so far I've heard from and seen from a number of people who were at the event and handled it, that it's everything that last year's was not, that the screen this time is very good, that the feel in the hand is very good. I like it that it has wireless charging because every other phone I use has wireless charging. That's a real convenience for me. I bought the stand just to try it because it sounded like it had special features. It somehow recognized. Actually, that's another question which is yet unanswered. Does it automatically turn on the screensaver, the Daydream, you know, photo album, and the larger clock if it's not on its Pixel stand?
Are we going to see an unboxing now?
We could do that. I haven't opened it yet, only because I have a wireless charger already.
Yeah.
And those special features either are not enabled yet on the review model because there are a few software bits not here yet, or it's smart enough to know, hey, this isn't a Pixel stand. I'm not going to do the special stuff. But you're right that when on that stand, it kind of turns the phone into a limited mini Google Home Hub in a sense because it can show you your photos.
Right.
It has your routine buttons for, you know, the Google Assistant. And it'll even show your Nest camera doorbell or doorbell camera, rather, if somebody rings the doorbell.
Yeah, so that's kind of
So, Kevin, would you buy it?
You know, Jeff, I'm in a different position at this point because I'm kind of like trying to budget things for the first time in my life. And I literally just bought 2 months ago a $325 Nokia 7 Plus, which lasts for 2 days. It's speedy enough for me. The camera's decent enough. So given that, I'd probably say no. If I had the money to burn, yeah, I probably would just because the camera features alone have blown me away in the past just 24 hours.
This does highlight Google's problem, though. If people have enough money, they'll probably buy an iPhone because people who buy Android phones tend to be budget consumers. And
I don't know about that.
I think so. I think that's the real problem. And if they're not budget consumers, they're probably buying Samsung. We know that Google only sold 10 million Pixel 2s in a year.
Go on, Kevin.
Well, Leah, I think you're partly right and partly wrong. And I say that because the difference is there really isn't many cheap iPhone options unless you want something that's 2 or 3 years old, right? So if you're going to have iOS, you've got to pay, you know, X amount of dollars.
If you've got a lot of money, you're going to get an iPhone.
Sure. Sure. Well, you know, Samsung does sell a lot of Galaxies. It does. It's not their biggest moneymaker in terms of overall volume times, profit. So that's why they have the low and mid-range phones.
That's problem number two for Google is if you've got a small, I think there's a smaller number of Android people who are willing to spend money. But those people are buying Samsungs. So problem number two, at the very best, Google's dividing the high end of the Android market with Samsung at the best.
What's their business goal? Is it to be a highly profitable item, or is it still to set the bar?
Sure looked like at the watching the event, it looked like that they think they're a player. They want to be a player. Really? This is not a reference product.
Yeah. I would agree with that. They must have some, and this probably comes into their CFO, who's been there, at least 2 years now. They probably have some hard targets on that hardware division now because things have changed ever since Ruth Porat came on. Yeah. They want to make serious money out of that hardware division.
So I have my year-old Pixel 2. Oh, by the way, before I forget, do you still get the always-on notification screen thing like this?
Yes.
I love that feature.
I love that a lot. So this is a year old phone. It's perfectly good. It's wonderful. Kevin, your advice to me, not that I'm rich, I'm not, but is the camera alone worth upgrading? Put it that way.
From what do you have now? What do you have now, Jeff?
The Pixel 2.
You know, I don't have one of those anymore. I have a first gen Pixel.
Here's part of the question mark, and maybe Kevin can help us with this. Google wasn't completely clear about which of the camera features are migrating to the Pixel 2 and which aren't.
Ah, right.
Both of them are using that same chip, the image engine. And it sounded like they now, in the announcement, that some of these features, if not all of these features, are going to be available at least on the Pixel 2, if not other Android phones.
Yeah, I'm not.
The night thing?
I suspect the night sight is not going to be pushed down, and that is just an opinion. I don't have hard information on that. I also believe, and I've been trying to research this afternoon, I'm kind of coming up short, if they upgraded that visual core chip in this model. I know they put the Titan security chip in here, but obviously that has nothing to do with photos. I seem to believe they have updated the visual core chip, in which case some things may not come all the way down the line.
This is a Lifehacker article on how to get some of the features or what features. And this is the problem is Google wasn't clear in the announcement, but which features will migrate down. No, I don't want that. Thank you. According to Google, Night Sight will be rolling out to previously released Pixel smartphones in the coming weeks.
Oh, okay.
Duplex. Duplex is getting a full release on the Pixel 3 devices and will be coming to other Pixel phones in November.
Remind us what Duplex is.
That's that assistant that talks to you. And adds us. And so
Now, Stacey, was that your imitation of a computer?
No, that was just
That was an not an.
Screening, which I think everybody in the room, Kevin, enjoyed a lot, the idea that the call screening driven by Google Assistant on phone call screening will also be on all Pixel phones.
I think they stole that.
They stole it from
themselves with Google Voice.
Ah, yes, Google Voice does that. But Google Voice, it's not quite the same because with Google Voice, you have to have a preset in the Google Voice settings where you say, hey, if they're not on my, if they're not on my contact list screen or if they're an unknown caller screen, this one, as a call comes in, you can press a button that says screen that one. In real time, Google Voice does not do that. That is awesome.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I'm getting calls all the time from like Apple. And I'd love to just press, instead of just hang up on them, screen it or something. Playground and improved AR will launch first in the Pixel 3, but roll out to other Pixel phones soon.
All right, so I might be sticking with. I can't wait. We're not there yet. I know, and I don't want to get ahead. But what I'm most looking forward to is Kevin's view of the Pixel Book.
Okay, we'll get there.
We're gonna get there. I know we're not there yet. That's my. If I'm gonna spend $1,000, or more, where is it going to go?
Let's continue on with the phone. Because, Kevin, you said something that I think intrigues everybody listening. You were very excited about the camera.
Yes. So I've been playing with the camera. Again, it does not have the night sight yet. It did just get the playground feature this morning. So I was having Iron Man run around my house, a virtual AR type kind of thing. The front-facing selfie mode, portrait mode rather, and selfie, I thought is amazing. Absolutely amazing. I don't know if we can share a picture that I took, but
yes,
I took
it?
One in. It's on the rundown. I tried to share it through Google Photos. Hopefully it is
okay.
Shareable or viewable, I should say.
All right. Where did you put it in the?
It's line 20.
Line 20. Oh, self-portrait. Here it is. I've got it. Yep.
Can you see it? I'm not sure.
So one of the things Marques Brownlee did is took a picture of himself in his car, and he said, sure isn't softened like the iPhone XS. Yeah, look at that. Whoa. Look at the detail.
Wow. Stubble. We can see, we can count his stubble.
Now, we're blowing this up a lot, but actually that looks, and look at the bokeh.
Yeah, that's cool.
This looks good. Whoa. This looks really good.
Ooh, yeah, I'm very impressed with that.
The way the iPhone's doing it is actually kind of weird. It's softening a lot of it. It's over-processing it, and a lot of people complained about that. That's really the competition, of course, is the new iPhone XS. The iPhone is now doing what Google did last time with the Pixel 2, which is taking multiple images. Did you say they don't yet have the best shot feature? Is that not there? Or
yeah, so you have to turn the motion on. There's a setting in the phone to do that, and you can turn the motion on, but it's not yet showing you which is the recommended photos, nor is it letting you choose a photo. However, that picture I just took or just showed was actually at the Google, because I went there after lunch to hang with some of my old teammates, and I did see that feature and got to use it. They're dog fooding it right now. So it's probably going to show up like any day on the Pixel 3 XL. It was very, very cool in the demo, and then I got to use it, and it worked really, really well. Like, we were being goofballs, like blinking and sticking our tongues out, you know, and it was able still to capture a decent photo. So
this was actually my favorite moment in the event. It's worth probably showing it again. This is Google explaining why they did Top Shot. Do you hear the audio? You don't hear the audio.
Yeah, this is a great video.
Let me try again.
So there's a lot of pictures of just the wrong moment. Guys jump off the cliff, but you don't get it. Lots of people with terrible faces. She's blown out the candles, but they only get it afterwards. The tie is in the face of the bride. Guys walking through the picture. Everybody has taken these pictures where you just miss the shot. I love this. So what Google lets you do is, this is interesting, you have to have live picture turned on, is go back. It will make a recommended, based on, they said, AI, recommended Top Shot, but you could also choose from other ones.
And it doesn't store every one of those, killing your, I guess it's free storage anyway, so what does it matter?
Right.
I'm going to have to defer to Kevin because he's the only one who owns one. Mine will come a week from tomorrow. Yours too, probably, right?
I haven't ordered one.
Yes, it will.
It'll
just order it now.
You're the devil.
He's waiting to hear about the Pixel Book. Let's wait. Let's help Jeff out.
Wait. The suspense. We're.
I did not order the slate, so this will be an interesting.
This will be interesting to see what we go on to. Yeah.
So you said the Top Shot is not enabled. I wonder though. You know, on the iPhone, if live photos turned on, it actually degrades the quality a little bit. The other images are not as good quality as the one you took. I'm sure Google's not doing it that way. They have enough horsepower in this thing, and especially with the image, special dedicated image chip, that they could have full quality images, I hope. But that's a problem with live photo.
I think it's a combination of, and something that Google, I think, is better at than Apple. It's a combination of like a burst mode, you know, camera type implementation, as well as a processing software side and AI to kind of choose the best image for you. So
does it take the image? So it must start capturing the minute you go to the camera or the minute you raise the phone? Certainly it starts capturing before you press the button, because that's the problem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know exactly when it starts to capture. It might be always capturing and then just saving the, right, you know, a few seconds before and after. I have no idea.
I await the privacy police.
No, this is...
Well, it doesn't take it if your camera's not open, presumably.
Right. I think this is... even the privacy police can't be...
You wait.
This.
You just wait, Reagan.
Did you put Childish Gambino in your in with Norm? Because that would have been cute.
I didn't do that yet.
No.
Not yet.
Not yet. That's the augmented reality stuff. Again, we saw that. This is not actually new. We just saw
it.
Did they offer a compelling use case yet?
For this?
For augmented reality. Serious. I'm like, I actually see it in industrial IoT and some other things, but no, I haven't seen anything for it to be on my actual phone. So I was just curious. Someone might come up with something, y'all.
How long will you be in Seattle before you stop saying y'all? Does it wear off?
Oh, no, they love it in Seattle.
Oh, is that it? Y'all. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they just think that's so cute.
It is cute.
Here's an interesting point from the Google keyword blog, product blog. It does notice where you're taking a picture and then suggest an appropriate overlay. This is like Snapchat Lite, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he's doing some gardening, and it suggested that she put a little green thumb thought bubble.
So what that says, it knows the place, and it kind of knows the activity.
I expect more of this from Google, because this is the kind of thing Google Photos is already doing.
Yeah.
It's contextual, it kind of understands what it's seeing.
It's almost like bringing Google Lens and Google Assistant together into your compositions.
Yeah. Right. Right. But again, you can't judge this stuff by demos, by blog posts. You got to get the phone.
I'm going to wait till you get it.
Yeah. Well, I won't have it next week, but I'll have it the week after.
Okay.
I won't be getting it at all.
So, Stacey, which one are you carrying now?
I have the Pixel 2.
The 2. Okay. So,
And it's fine.
I might agree. I might be there, too. I might stick with that.
So, I'm good with it until I drop it or do something horrible, and then poof.
That's me.
What'd you say, Kevin? I should get the Nokia something something?
The new Nokia 7. It's kind of technically called the 7.1, but it's basically what I just bought, upgraded, slightly smaller and better screen. And unlike mine, which is an international version, it has the US band support. So that would work here, and it's $350. But I think your issue is going to be Verizon.
I don't know
if they have
Verizon. My issue is always Verizon.
The Pixel will be available. Mm-hmm. Pixel 3 will be available on Verizon, I want you to know. We're going to get
Pixel 3. They gave us a Verizon SIM card
with
us to test.
Follow the light, Stacey. Follow the light.